Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Masech the Shabbos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hey. Yaitza Isha, it's okay for a woman to go out, B'chutei Seir, with threads of hair. Now, of course, the woman can go out with her hair. But what it means is detached hair that was kind of braided or connected to her hair. Dein Mishalah, whether it's her own hair that was connected to her hair, Dein Mishal Chavrita, or whether it was her friend's hair that was connected, and an even bigger chiddush would be Dein Mishal Behema, even if this hair isn't human hair at all. It's Behema hair. Now, with her own hair, okay, that's somewhat of a chiddush, even though it's not mamish growing on it, but it was connected to her, I'm not scared she's going to take it off. A bigger chiddush is even her friend's hair, when I would think, oh, my friend's hair, let me take this off. No, we're not worried for that. And an even bigger chiddush is Behema hair, because what if someone says to her, is that the hair of a horse on you? Or of a cow? I think she would be embarrassed, and there's a chance she would take it off. But Chazal assess human nature, and they say, no, we don't think she would take it off. Vayitra says the Mishnah, of a Taitefes, she can wear this plate they used to wear on their foreheads, of a Sanbutin, that was the jewelry that was hanging from the plate, Bizman Shein Furin, if they're tied to a kind of net or covering that she would wear on her hair, because we know now she won't take it off, because then she would be revealing her hair, which she wouldn't do. Vayitra says the Mishnah, the chavul, that was like a pad that they used to put underneath the taitefes. Ube pei nachris. The Batanur explains, sometimes a woman whose hair was thin, she would take the hair of different women and they would make a kind of a shetel. She can go out with it lechatzer only to a courtyard. Only into the courtyard, but not into Rosh Hasharabim. B'moich shebe'azna, a little cushion in her ear, ube moich shebe'sandala, or the same for her sandal, a kind of a shoe. As well as ubemaych sheskinel anidasa, a maych that is made for a certain type of tuma. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Bipilpil. They used to sometimes take a piece of pepper and put it into their mouth to take away bad breath. Ubegargar melech, or a little glob of salt they used to put in, that was a refuah, that was something that would help them for a toothache. Ubechaldav, or shetitein letech pi, or anything that she puts into her mouth, you can go out with it, ubovad, provided, on the condition, shalititein lechatchila b'Shabbos, that she shouldn't, to start with, put it into her mouth on Shabbos. Now, even if she put it in beforehand, v'im nafal, if it fell out, lesach, so she can't put it back. Vayitra says in Mishnah, shen toiseves, that's like a false tooth, but in those days, they weren't very good at making false teeth. So, you can tell that it was a false tooth. The Shen Shazav, or a gold tooth, you can obviously tell. Rebbe Matir, Rebbe says, she can still go out with it. She's not going to take the tooth out. Then you're going to see that there's something missing. What does she gain? The Chachamim say no. That her initial reaction is because this tooth looks different than her other teeth, that they're going to laugh at her. She may take it out and come to carry it.